President Bush's nominee to run the Central Intelligence Agency took a drubbing today from Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Porter Goss is a Republican congressman from Florida. At his confirmation hearing, senators fired unusually fierce questions about his politics, his record, and his views on intelligence reform. But no senator so far has said he plans to vote against him. And as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, no new revelations emerged that threatened to derail Goss's confirmation.
It would almost be surprising if Porter Goss still wants the job after today's hearing. Democratic senators had promised tough questions, and they delivered, grilling Goss for 4.5 straight hours. One point that came up again and again, can Goss, a prominent GOP congressman for 16 years, transform himself into an independent director of Central Intelligence? The committee chairman, Kansas Republican Pat Roberts, cut to the chase.
Will you be a nonpartisan DCI?
Yes, sir, you have my word on that, Mr. Chairman.
Roberts seemed satisfied and moved on, but Democrats were less gentle. They pointed to a March op-ed piece in which Goss accused Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry of leading the way to deep and devastating cuts in U.S. intelligence. Goss admits that perhaps at times he's played the political game with, quote, a little too much vigor. Then there were questions about whether Goss, who chaired the House Intelligence Committee until last month, really supports intelligence reform. Senator Ron Wyden, Oregon Democrat, told Goss, as chairman, you've sat on panels that urged reform.
But it wasn't until a few months ago that you introduced any legislation at all to reform the intelligence community. Why wouldn't you have acted earlier if you were serious about intelligence reform?
To which Goss replied,
Senator, the record is the record. I don't think there's any question about my commitment to reform. I'm totally committed. I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't think we were going to have reform of the intelligence community and the opportunity.
Carl Levin of Michigan was the next Democrat up. He pressed Goss to respond to a chart wheeled out by the top Democrat on the committee, Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. Rockefeller's chart compared favorably a John Kerry budget cut plan from 1994 to one Goss himself put forward a year later. Senator Levin asked Goss, was the comparison fair?
Senator Rockefeller's statements are what he believes.
I want to know what you believe. Not what he believes. I know what he believes. He just stated him very forthrightly. I need to know what you believe forthrightly. My question is, do you believe that those statements comparing Senator...
Senator, I believe...
No, I want to finish my question.
Sorry.
Do you believe that the statements of Senator Rockefeller comparing what was in your bill to what Senator Kerry proposed accurate?
The record is the record, Senator, and I don't believe that... It is appropriate in any way, shape, or form for me to get involved in anything that could be considered a debate about partisan matters.
But Levin was having none of that.
It's not going to be good enough for you to say the record's the record when you don't want to deal with the record. But when you do want to deal with the record, then comment on it. That isn't going to be good enough, at least for this one senator.
However, Levin and other Democrats decide to vote, the expectation is still that Goss will get the job. About 3 hours into today's session, Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah told Goss that for him, the decision's easy.
The question is, are you competent for this job? The answer is yes. Are you a person who has the background for this job? The answer is yes. I just want you to know that this is a tough job. You know it's a tough job, and I know you can do it.
A full Senate vote on whether to confirm Porter Goss as the next head of the CIA could come as early as next week. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.